Hello.
Hi, hello, this is Walter speaking. Ma'am, we are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. I assure you that we are not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Do you have a few minutes to share?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'll start to make, well, to make sure that we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 38 and 49, between 50 and 64? Or are you 65 and old and older?
Between 30 and 49.
Oh, okay. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White Anglo.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Awesome. And there was an election in Virginia on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Okay. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely?
Yes.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? There's a few. I'll start with jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product store ages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine in their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism in race relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, division of the political parties, polarization, Donald Trump, disinformation, propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, or other?
Income inequality.
That's a few, right? So income inequality. Okay. Okay. To continue.
Can I pick more than one?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, then also low wages.
Low wages, okay. Low wages. Okay. Now, when did you actually decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's elections on election day? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or a month before the election?
Probably a few weeks before.
A few weeks before, okay. To continue, just a few words, and if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia.
I think we were voting on a new sheriff, and I felt strongly about that.
Okay. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted on or how you likely will have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly, only for Republican candidates for General Assembly, or a mix of Democrats and Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
Only Democratic.
Okay, to continue, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. I'll start with English language TV ads, to continue with Spanish language TV ads, English language radios, or Spanish language radio ads, online digital ads, English or Spanish, there'll be YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church maybe, social clubs or community groups.
Direct mail and people coming to the door.
Okay. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Is that a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what was that one particular thing that specifically impacted it and how or if you voted in this election? What was that thing, one thing in particular that specifically made you vote?
Yeah, it was some scandals that actually both of the candidates for sheriff had been involved in.
Okay.
One in the last year, one longer ago, like probably six or seven years ago.
Okay. The sheriff?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote for which candidates will you support for the Virginia Assembly? Is that a yes?
No.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote for which candidates you should or would support for the Virginia Assembly?
No.
No? And is there an explanation for that? Like why?
The Republican candidate just had some strong speaking points around education that I really disagreed with, so I wasn't willing to swing over.
Okay. So did you at any point during the campaign change your mind or whether or not you will actually vote in the election? Is that
no.
A yes? No? Okay. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind or whether or not you will actually vote in the election? And, well, actually, the question is why? Why now?
I don't know. I always vote, I guess. It just feels like the building that I work in is a polling place. So it makes it not very difficult.
Okay. And which of the following issues played or will have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or will have voted in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or given Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
What was the first part of the question again?
Yeah. Of the following issues played or will have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or will have voted in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly, as stated, abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly. Which one of those
abortion.
Do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run up to the elections this past month in Virginia. So after I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Okay, that will be could be very or somewhat. So now we'll start with MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of Virginia Assembly, they'll pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich paid for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? It can be very or somewhat.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Fair enough. And to continue, Virginia, the Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too, Virginia Democrats. However, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks, reasonable limits on abortion, or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? That can be very or somewhat. Makes sense?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Awesome. Now to continue, it's common sense domestic abusers should not get guns, but Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement's job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing? Okay. And to continue, the radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia county prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing? Okay. To continue to... It's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. Mega Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions will end up in jail. You don't have to look for to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Okay. And to continue, 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they are delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss. By making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 2,030 new jobs, there's so much more that can be done. But it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay, great. So we're 70%, we're almost done. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election? So now I'll start with jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relations, terrorism, gun control, income inequality, Donald Trump, election security, or other.
This is for the presidential election?
Yeah. how you will vote. Right.
Probably Donald Trump and income inequality.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues will you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024? So, economic issues and the inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Abortion.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 24 election? That will be the most important thing for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democratic Party nominee and Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, are you currently undecided?
No.
Okay. Will be Joe, Donald, or a third party candidate?
It would be Joe.
Okay. And why?
I don't trust Donald Trump with another 4 years, especially with what happened at the end of his first term.
Okay.
And I don't think voting for third party candidates is useful because they almost never get enough votes to really, you know, make a difference. So I'm
okay,
on the
done?
Okay.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America,
United.
Okay. What country were your parents or grandparents born? United States. As well, or
yeah.
Puerto Rico, Mexico,
yeah.
To our south, United States too.
Yeah.
Okay. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or any other?
Democratic.
Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal? Liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Probably liberal.
Okay. And, it is your, annual household income before taxes less than 25, between 25 and 50, between 50 and 75,000, between 75 and 100, or more than $100,000?
Between 75 and 100.
Okay. And may I know, what is your gender? Is that male, female, transgender? Male, transgender, female, gender variant, not confirming, non-binary, or?
Female.
Not listed? Female, okay. Okay, so far so good. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. It's really important. This is confidential too, okay? Really do appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.